Praise the Lord. Hi, this is One of Messiah Congregation. Thank God we could be here this afternoon. I praise the Lord for this half hour. Praise the Lord.
Ever want to get behind us and sponsor a radio broadcast, you can always send a check or a money order to One of Messiah Congregation. That's P.O. Box 254, Franklin, Tennessee, 37065. That's P.O. Box 254, Franklin, Tennessee, 37065. I want to say praise the Lord to everyone out there. We are One and Messiah Congregation, Kahal Echad B'Mashiach. So I say praise the Lord to everyone. You know, this has been a different kind of week. So many things happened during the week that I just praise the Lord I could be here right now. Before I even start talking about different topics, I'd like to... Anyone out there say a prayer for Brother Peter Mancuso? He is a person we used to know or know on Pal Talk, goes by the name of Kiefer. So I'd say, please play a prayer that the God of all comfort would comfort him now in his time. He's at this point, no brain functions, life support. So please say a prayer for him. Heavenly Father, we thank you for being the God of all comfort. I pray you look down and have your way with every one of us, Lord and God. We know we can't change your mind, but Lord, we know that the will of the Lord will be done as it is in heaven, so let it be done on earth. I just thank God we could be here today. Today is the April 27th, 2007. Isn't that amazing? And as I always tell people, even though it's April 27, 2007, we also make known to you that God has his own calendar. And it's the month of Ziv, or Ziv in the Bible, and second month of God. And I know to a lot of people listening, you may not be familiar with that. You know, if you have a calendar, maybe even a Jewish calendar, they have the wrong month there. They call it Iyar, which is totally wrong. Judaism has something that's very wrong. But the God says his second month is called Ziv, and you could double-check me by going to 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 1. 1 Kings 6, 1, you'll see the second month of God is called Ziv. In Hebrew, it's Ziv. And I just thank God we could be here today on April 27th. And it's actually, in the Bible, it's actually the ninth day of Ziv. So it's the ninth day of the second month of God. And I know that might sound strange to a lot of the audience out there, but this is right in your Bible. This is nothing I'm making up. We come from a Hebrew-Jewish perspective. We are Jews and Gentiles that believe in the Messiah. And we believe, of course, when the stranger repents and does tshuva, means turns from their sins, they join the people of God, you become as the homeborn, the Ezrach. You become as the Israelites. And we're all in the truest sense, a Hebrew. The word Hebrew comes from the word Eber, and Eber means from the region beyond. And this is who we want to join. We want to join the Israel of God. Praise the Lord. Now, remember, I'm live at the studio today, in case I didn't mention that. And you can call in any time at 615-256-1360. That's 615-256-1360 if you have anything you'd like to say. Today is, of course, Friday, and tonight is, at sundown, is the Sabbath. Starts the Shabbat, and I just thank God for that because we need a day of rest. And I'm so happy he made this day for man, you know. Man needs a day of rest. Unfortunately, in the Christian world, the Protestants and Catholics, they don't have a day of rest. Satan erased the day of rest, the fourth commandment. There is no more fourth commandment to most Christians and Catholics. And I don't know, the rest of the world, secular, I don't know what they do. But the fourth commandment is erased. Most people only have nine commandments. Isn't that sad? But tonight, at sundown, starts the Sabbath. Praise the Lord. And I just can't wait for that. I like bringing it up because it's such a joy to me that God has given us his sign. The Bible says the Sabbath is a sign, an oath. You know, when I bring up the commandments of God, the calendar of God, you know, clean and unclean, holy and profane. Some people get offended. They just don't like to hear the word of the Lord. And I know it's probably uncommon, especially to this audience. I know this is a Bible Belt Christian audience. Most Christians, unfortunately, are just repackaged Catholics. That's who Martin Luther was. And they basically do all the same things. But I try to introduce to you the Feast of the Lord and the Holy Days of the Lord. They're not called holidays. They're called holy, kadosh. They're holy days. Praise the Lord. You know, at this moment in time, tonight, at sundown, it'll be the third week from us counting the Omar. And there's going to be, of course, 7 weeks. We're already starting tonight. It'll be the third week. And then, of course, 7 weeks plus one day makes 50 days. Hag Shavuot, or Pentecost. Praise the Lord. When the Holy Ghost was given in the book of Acts, chapter 2, which comes from the book of Joel. Praise the Lord. And this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And, of course, this Holy Spirit is very important. And this is a Ziv, the month of Ziv, when manna was given. You know, the first month of God, Ha'aviv, or Nisan, is when there was unleavened bread. You know, and we've seen a lot of activity happen in that month. A lot of people have turned away from joining us in our congregation. It's very sad. You know, you should never let anything separate you from the love of God and from the people of God. Do not submit to anything that's not bringing you towards the Lord. Don't let bitterness and anger and wrath separate you from your brothers and sisters or from the love of God. You know, getting mad doesn't make sense to God. You shouldn't be mad. You should be, if something doesn't sound correct to you or something you disagree with, you should come to the pastor of the congregation, like the Bible says, and bring two or three witnesses. Because against an elder, receive not an accusation. But bring your two or three witnesses and come, and let's discuss this in the Lord. So I say, you know, praise the Lord to everyone that's listening out there. Make sure that's what you do. A lot of people, I know Satan is trying to separate you from the body of the Messiah, trying to separate you from people of God, trying to let you be all alone. Well, I didn't even start the topic, but let's see. We have a question or a comment. Is this a question or a comment for One of Messiah? Can you hear me? Testing. Hello. Anyone there? Okay, I guess there's no one there. I thought the phone rang. But anyway, we are live at the studio, 256-1360. That's 615-256-1360. You know, this is, we've got 7 weeks to the Pentecost. And, you know, it's a time of, I don't know, some people say it's 7 weeks of thinking life over, thinking over your spiritual life. You know, Satan tries to separate people and let them be alone. And we've seen this often. Don't let anyone or anyone separate you from the love of God and the people of God. You know, I was looking up some verses today in the Bible, like I always do. I'm the minister of One of Messiah congregation. I see so many places in the Bible that people have, you know, secretly tried to entice people to serve another God, and God hates that. I mean, you know, it's a terrible thing. You know, and of course, if you have time today, read Deuteronomy chapter 13. God even talks of a prophet. If a prophet comes to you, or a dreamer of dreams, and tries to, you know, give you some sign to separate you to go serve other gods, read what it says. Or if your brother or your son or your mother or your father, anybody tries to entice you to serve another god besides the God of Israel, oh, read Deuteronomy chapter 13 today. You know, in the book of Luke has a similar message. Jesus, Yeshua himself, chapter 14, verse 26 says, "If any man come to me," Yeshua said, Jesus, "and hate not his father, his mother, his wife, children, and brethren, and sisters, and of course even the husband, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple." In other words, that's Luke 14:26. It doesn't say the word husband there, but of course that would be also included. Any person that tries to separate you from God, you better make sure you love God first. It says, and whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsake it not all that he hath. Forsaken all, that means sometimes you have to give up your children, your relatives. If they don't want to serve the Lord, you have to serve the Lord. You have to be the testimony. He says, cannot be my disciple. So this lesson in the Bible is very important. I know there's a lot of people out there think they're supposed to be submissive to their husbands or to things that are not of the Lord just to be a testimony. That's not true. Submit yourself to God, the Bible says. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Praise the Lord. You know, I just thank God we can make straight the way of the Lord, and that's what this message today is all about. Like I said, we were counting the Omer. We're going to be on the third week starting tonight. And Pentecost is coming, and of course, it's in the third month of God, called Sivan, which I know you never heard of that, but you've heard of May 27th, right? So May 27th, which is Sunday, is, believe it or not, Pentecost, and it's a Sabbath of the Lord. So there's two Sabbaths in that month, in the month of May, I should say. Two Sabbaths, there's the weekly Sabbath and Sunday, which is Pentecost. You know, Pentecost to me is such an exciting thing because when you look back at the Torah, you see that that's exactly what happened. The commandments were given on Mount Sinai. And then if you look in the book of Acts, the Holy Spirit was given, which corresponds to Joel, like I said earlier. You know, it's very important, very important to know the calendar of God. So you know the Feast of the Lord. So you know the first and second coming of the Lord. You know, the Feast of the Lord is such a wonderful thing. I know most people think it's the Feast of the Jews, but it's not the Feast of the Jews. It's the Feast of the Lord. Now, remember, I'm still at 256-1360 if you need to talk to me. I'm live at the studio today. This will be put on my website in the future. Our website is oneinmessiah.net. That's oneinmessiah.net. oneinmessiah.net. You can get on there, on that website. There's 24-hour studies. There's many things you can, you know, read. There's things to keep you busy for many, many, many months to come. You know, there's some people, you know, they started learning about the Feast of the Lord, and after a year, they didn't think they were baby Christians anymore. I always wondered, don't let this separate you from God or the people of God when you're new in the Lord and pride takes hold of you. Don't let pride bring you down. I tell people all the time, come and learn about the Feast of the Lord. Come and be with your brothers and sisters. Come and understand the commandments of God. You know, a brother and I were starting to go witnessing, Lord willing, every week. And we went witnessing a week ago, and witnessing down in the streets, in downtown Nashville. And we looked around, and we didn't see anyone out there preaching the gospel or preaching repentance. And this is what needs to be preached, repentance. A lot of people forgot about that. Most churches don't even preach repentance anymore. They preach some pep talk or some, I don't know what they're preaching anymore. They're preaching just a feel-good message. And I tell people all the time, preach the gospel. And so many places in the Bible it talks about preaching the word, being instant, in season, and out of season. You know, nobody preaches repentance. Nobody even hardly preaches. I don't see anyone on the streets. And I live in the Bible Belt at the moment, even though I'm from New York. Here we are in the Bible Belt, and there's thousands of churches, thousands. We don't see anyone preaching the gospel on the streets. Isn't that a shame? It's such a sad thing. I don't see anyone even proclaiming the Feast of the Lord. Such a sad thing. You know, isn't it crazy? You look on your calendar today, instead of letting people know Pentecost is on its way, it's on its wake, they're telling people today is Arbor Day, which is ridiculous. I mean, who cares about Arbor Day, which was started in like in 1872 in Nebraska? I mean, does that really matter? You know, planting trees is nice. Plant them any day, every day. But don't make a holiday out of it. I mean, you know, they got Arbor Day, and every state has a different tree and a different... It's such a crazy thing. I looked it up today, and every state has a different tree and also a different date for their to celebrate Arbor Day. Arbor Day. It's ridiculous. Just like last week, last Sunday, which was April 22nd, and Monday, April 23rd, according to Judaism, they were doing Yom HaZichron, which is Memorial Day, and they're doing the Israeli Independence Day, Yom Ha. You know, it's such a sad thing. I don't even understand how they're doing this. I mean, because, let's put it this way, what I'm talking about is Independence Day on May 14th, 1948. We're talking May 14th, 1948. They just did it last week. We're in the month of April. And what I'm trying to get at is, forget about knowing the feasts of the Lord. They don't even want to go down that road and read the Bible and get the accurate feasts, but they don't even get their secular days right. I mean, everything is so mixed up. Is this a question or comment for One of Messiah?
Well, hi, this is Carrie Weiss.
Oh, can you... Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, I did. Sounds like everybody's doing everything that they want to do other than what the Lord said to do.
That's what my point.
That's right. It's like, there's also a law that's in Congress right now about, not speaking. It's called hate crimes, but it's basically also speaking against things like homosexuality. And again, and I heard on the radio talking about that the pastors aren't preaching against homosexuality, but, the truth of the matter is, a liar is no different than someone who's homosexual.
That's right.
Someone who breaks the Sabbath, which starts tonight, is no different than being a homosexual, is no different than stealing, is no different than killing.
That's correct, my wife.
We need to get the people back to holiness, to keeping the commandments of God.
Amen.
God's days, and not keep making up our own righteousness, which means nothing to God.
I know. I mean, every time I look at the calendar, Gregorian calendar, they got all these made-up feasts and holidays on there. And then I look at the Jewish calendar, they're doing things that are not even on the right month. Or they don't even call it the right month. They give it a different name. And no one follows the Bible. Isn't that sad?
Yeah, and the Bible's very specific. It's very specific.
That's correct.
People will take time to read, I think we were talking to some people this week, remember, and we said, go to Exodus 20. Let's start with the Ten Commandments.
That's a good place to start. People should sit down with their husband or wife, read the Ten Commandments, see which one you're not doing. Maybe you need to amend or change your life, right?
That's right. And if everyone's told you in the past, you can't keep them, really ask yourself, why can't you? What's so hard about not lying? What's so hard about not stealing?
Right.
What's so hard about not committing adultery?
That's correct. I got a call from Washington today, by California, and yesterday, excuse me, and the man was saying, no one can keep the commandments. No one keeps the commandments. And I thought, well, he never met us.
Well, I wouldn't trust anybody who can't keep God's commandments, because then they might be lying to me.
Well, I think he doesn't.
Them.
That's what happens when these Protestant doctrines just brainwash people. He didn't really know what he was saying. I can't hardly believe he was saying that.
Right. That's what I'm trying to tell people. Don't have that in your mind. Really think about why can't you? What's so hard about it?
Amen. Which one you having trouble with?
Which one you having trouble with? And keeping the Sabbath. What we found is, remember yesterday a lady called us from Canada, right, Angelo?
Yes.
And this lady, she started reading the Bible. She was an atheist, basically, in 2003.
She was agnostic, right.
She started reading the Bible. She believes everything we do. Well, because that's what's in the Bible.
Right.
And most Christians tell us, I'm so glad that God doesn't tell us all this at once. Here they've been reading the Bible for 20 years, but here's the problem. The problem is they haven't really been reading it. They haven't really been studying it.
That's right.
They've been going to church on Sunday for an hour and a half. But what would happen if they would have kept a whole day for the Lord from Friday night to Saturday night and really read and understood? How long do you think it would have taken then?
That's right. There's so many things in the Bible. I mean, if it's what's so good. The Bible says, forget not the assembly of yourselves together, as the manner of some is and still are today. Isn't that sad? They forget to congregate with the people of the Lord.
Well, when you're together and reading it, you get a lot more you get a lot more revelation of the word.
Sure.
You know, when you're,
amen,
you're speaking it, talking it, listening, all of it, you get a lot more revelation together than sometimes by yourself when you have no one to talk to.
Amen. That's why we always tell people they're always invited to come to our congregation. We meet every Saturday. What time? 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock, yeah.
And we meet at
my son, Pal Talk, also.
Yeah, we meet at the New Hope Community Church, 605 Wilson Pike, Brentwood, Tennessee. And everyone is invited.
And you can call anytime at 615-591-9820.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
People do. Well, praise the Lord.
Well, God bless you. Thank you for calling, my wife.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Well, shalom to you. You know, I'm so happy that my wife calls. You know, anyone, call me, 256-1360. I'm still at the studio. Yes, I want to preach repentance like they did in the Bible. No one's doing this. No one's preaching holiness. No one's preaching being separate. In Matthew 3:1, it says, in those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent, ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Praise the Lord. That is the same message that we're bringing. And Matthew 4:17, from that time Yeshua, Jesus, began to preach and say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You know, Matthew 12:41, the men of Nineveh, they're going to rise in judgment with this generation, shall condemn it, because they repented. They repented at the preaching of Jonah. Amen. And Yeshua says, behold, greater than Jonah is here. Yes, the Messiah. We tell people the same message. Repent. Repent. And ask God to forgive you of your sins. And he said he'll wash you whiter than snow. He'll give you a new life. He'll change your life. You could start over again. Yeshua said you must be born again. Praise the Lord. And unfortunately, in the Protestant world, the Catholic world, in the Messianic world, we don't see no one witnessing and testifying. I don't see anyone out in the streets preaching the gospel to the lost and dying. And I'm doing this. I'm going to do it more and more and more as the Lord gives us strength and opportunity. We're going to go into the streets and preach to the people. Yeah, you may not look like the way they look or smell or dress, but praise the Lord. Once they repent of their sins and they change their lives, God will makes them a new creature. Praise the Lord. You know, we are one a Messiah congregation, and we're Jews and Gentiles. We believe the Lord is coming back to earth again. You know, Noah preached for 100 years in a place where there was no such thing as rain, and he's telling people there's going to be a flood. And get on the ark. Judgment is coming upon the world of the ungodly. Repent. And, of course, you know the rest of the story. The rains did come, and the floods came, and the fountains of the earth were broken up in the heavens, and something took place that never took place before and will never happen again. But by the same word, the heavens which were old and these heavens that are in earth now are kept by the same word, reserved unto the day of fire. Yes, we tell people, repent. Yes, Noah said a flood was coming, judgment, get on the ark. We tell you there's a fire coming. Join the people of God. Escape the wrath to come. And it's repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. This is the message. Yeshua says in Mark 16:15, and he said unto them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Praise the Lord. Matthew 24:14, and the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. It's going to be preached as a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. You know, John the Baptist, who's the forerunner of the Messiah, the Mashiach, Yeshua, he went out and he preached the gospel. He preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. Luke 24:47 says, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Yerushalayim, Jerusalem. That's repentance and remission of sins. In other words, tell people to repent of their sins, no matter what sin it is. If you're a thief, if you're a liar, if you're a fornicator, if you have bitterness in your heart, if you hate your brother or your sister, if you're a murderer, if you're a whatever, if you're a homosexual, whatever sin, repent of your sins. Yeshua says that He is able to save to the uttermost that comes unto Him. If you take drugs, if you are drunkard, if whatever you do, God says He can give you a new life. He could change your life. He could bless your life, give you a new start, as they say, a new slate. Yes, we preach the same gospel. So we are a voice crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord. I say that just like John the Baptist. This wilderness, which is called our life, it's a wilderness out there with no God, no rule of thumb of being holy, no rule of thumb of being kadosh, 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 of being straight with the Lord. You know, we are one a Messiah congregation, and we call out to you. Just call upon the Lord today. Repent. Ask the Lord to come into your heart. He said, oh, turn no one away, and that includes you. We are one a Messiah congregation. If you'd like to get behind us with prayers, please do. Fastings, please do. If you'd like to get behind us with finances, we're still one of these days planning to have our own building. You could send us mail anytime at One of Messiah Congregation, P.O. Box 254, Franklin, Tennessee, 37065. 254, Franklin, Tennessee, 37065. You could email me anytime at Malachi, that's M-A-L-A-C-H-I, at oneofmessiah.net. We are oneofmessiah.net. That's oneofmessiah.net. We're a congregation. We meet tomorrow. Come and join us at the New Hope Community Church right here in Brentwood, Tennessee at 12 o'clock. That's at 605 Wilson Pike, right here in Brentwood, Tennessee. We thank God for the building He's given us to be in. Until we get our own building, I just praise the Lord for it. Come and join us tomorrow at the New Hope Community Church at 12 o'clock on the Sabbath. It is the fourth commandment of God. No, I just thank God I could be here today. Time goes so fast. We're on our way towards Pentecost. Tonight starts it's the third week. We're in the month of Ziv, which is found in 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 1. I want you to know about the feast of the Lord. I want you to know about the calendar of God. I want you to know about the commandments of the Lord. And I do preach, repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. And I just thank God I could be here today with a God that forgives everyone and anyone. I just give God all the glory today. I just praise the Lord we could be here. God bless you. And I say, Sha'alu Shalom, Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And may the Lord bless you from One of Messiah Congregation. Amen.
You're listening to 1360 WNAH Nashville.